This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments is this. Ayan Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Did you guys hear, folks, did you hear just on April, as a matter of fact, last week, April 12th, Senator Cory Booker, we're trying to get him on the radio right now, by the way, in this up and coming week. Cory Booker grills Mike Pompeo on his past anti-Muslim statements and associations. I'm going to play this audio for you. Folks, you would think that this individual worked for a special group of people in the United States that's working against we the people, and yet he's a senator from the United States. As a matter of fact, the headline is Senator Cory Booker grills Mike Pompeo on his past anti-Muslim statements and associations. Guess who posted it, friends? CAIR. C-A-I-R. Action Alert. Contact your senators to urge opposition to Mike Pompeo's confirmation before hearing on Thursday. In other words, before he's confirmed. Is this like a joke? Am I missing something here? No, America, you're not. You're not missing anything. Again, you would think that this senator works for the Muslims. I'm going to play that audio for you in the up-and-coming moments. Before I do that, let me give you a little recap as to what we just got done doing. Much of the things that we do, we tell you after the fact because the media likes to get in there and try to, they attempt to get things shut down before we actually get there. But in saying that, we flew up to Arizona. The good news is that we left, freezing weather in the state of Minnesota, and we landed 3 hours later in Arizona, which had 91 degree weather. That night we did the Payson Tea Party. That was last Wednesday. On Thursday we went and spoke to senators and representatives in the old Supreme Court building chamber and the chambers in the building in the state of Arizona, which was second to none. I'm totally honored that we were requested to come down there and talk to the senators and the representatives because they know what we're telling them is true. Aside of that, then we did the Peoria Tea Party the same night, and then I ended up driving from Arizona all the way to Nevada. We got there at 2:30 in the morning. We went to Mandalay Bay. I had to go to Mandalay Bay to look it up, look out and scope it out for myself as concerning this alleged mass murderer, Mr. Paddock, Stephen Paddock, and what he allegedly did. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. And then what we did is we ended up driving all the way to San Diego. We were going to do an interview, and then that wasn't confirmed after we got all the way down there. But we made the most of it when we were down there. And then once we got there, we ended up flying back to the state of Minnesota to find out that we had 15 inches of snow from California. And yesterday morning, it was absolutely beautiful in L.A. It was absolutely beautiful, but it's good to be home. With that said, so I get home, and when I get home, I have on the recorder a reporter asking me to give him a call back from the Washington Post. So I thought, okay, well, what's this about? What does he want to know? And, of course, we always return the phone calls, and we return fire if need be. And sometimes, one in a million, you get a reporter that's actually pretty cool. But you got to keep in mind, for those that have not been in or sucked into the game by reporters, keep in mind they're always cool to you until you see what they report on what you said. That's why you always record your conversations or you always film them, either through a recorder on audio or video, either way. Safe about yourself. And that's what we do here. It was interesting because when I called the guy back from Washington Post, I found out that he was the chief executive over at Time Magazine prior to that. So I seen my prime prime opportunity to get some questions to him that I wanted to ask him since he was calling me. So after I gave him about 10 minutes of my time, him asking why I do what I do, what is it that I'm teaching people, and I'm talking about our biblical constitutional heritage, and I gave him all the answers that he wanted. Concerning his questions, which were all, like I told him, I'm not giving you my opinion, sir. I'm telling you what your founding documents say. And, of course, you can see that when you give constitutional answers to those that operate in an unconstitutional fashion, it's offensive. It's the same way with professed Christians or supposed atheists that they're, you know, concerning their lifestyles and why they walk contrary to the Word of God. The only offense to these people is the Word of God. And it was Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, the Prince of Preachers, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. Well, so goes it for not only the Word of God, but also the Constitution. So we'll see what he has to say. But interestingly enough, when I had the opportunity to ask him some questions, I started asking him some of the questions concerning the quotes that were given from Udo Ufgott, from Amber Lyon, from others in the media, from the CIA, all the way over to Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman. And it's interesting because when he gave me the answers that I was asking him, it was pretty general, but he seemed sincere. And again, you got to kind of keep a check on his sincerity because he's trying to get out of you what he wants to get out of you. But after asking him the question that I wanted to ask him, it was interesting because he said this is one of the topics that people continuously ask me. Am I being directed? Am I being dictated? Is there a power that's in control of me? And he said no, that there wasn't. But what was interesting, I said, well, what is your editor? How does he operate? Does he tell you what you can't write and what you can write? And he said, no, they don't tell me what I can write and what I can't write about. But of course, they bring it to his attention what he needs to write about. And the editors can also tell them as to how they're supposed to write. And I said, well, what's the difference then? You still have somebody telling you what you can say and what you can't say at length. So there you have it there. And again, we'll see what happens in the up and comings. And by the way, that's how I left the conversation, the way I just left it with you. Now, with that said, friends, we'll see what he writes in the Washington Post about the Sons of Liberty. I want to go back to this Mandalay Bay thing when we're in Nevada really quick before the end of the break here, or the end of the segment here. And we're going to get over to Cory Booker grilling Mike Pompeo. And interestingly enough, when we went to the Mandalay Bay, we looked around and there is security everywhere, everywhere. And it wasn't just the Mandalay Bay, it was all the way up and down the strip. So we went out and we had lunch. And I just wanted to ask just anybody that was from Las Vegas, what did you think of the Mandalay Bay alleged shooting that took place there? She said it had to be someone helping the process along because there's no way that he could have did what he did without any help. This is just random, a random individual at a restaurant in Las Vegas.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. but we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. With that said, those two pages interact one with another. Also, jump over onto our YouTube account, which is Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on our YouTube page. Our Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. We're set up on stack right now, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's a whole lot of that going on today. Now, before I get over to this, I kind of rushed it during the last segment that we took time to go through Las Vegas. I had to go to the Mandalay Bay. I wanted to see for myself exactly how it was situated. And again, friends, let me just reiterate the point. It's not just Mandalay Bay. These casinos are set up with so much security that they're practically impenetrable in every sense of the word. You can't break through their walls without them knowing what's going on. And so we went over there, we checked it out, I looked around, we drove around the building, and I just looked at my family and said, how would they have gotten through this? And of course, we looked at pictures of this alleged shooting spree scene, which was released. I have them here with me. This was from ABC. This isn't a theory, neither, friends. This is a fact. You can look at the pictures for yourself, but there's no blood. after this alleged shooting. This is a lot of similarities, friends, again, just taking it for the facts and the evidence that have been set forth for the American people to analyze. This smacks a false flag all over the place again. And when you look at Sandy Hook and you look at this alleged shooting that went on in Florida and you look at what took place there in Mandalay Bay, folks, it has false flags all over it. Now, to take it another step, just to give you, again, not my opinion, but the facts, friends, we're having lunch in Las Vegas after we looked at the Mandalay Bay right before we went to California. And in the process of doing that, once we got there, I just wanted to talk to anybody that was from Las Vegas. And I just said, hey, so what are your thoughts about the Mandalay Bay shooting? And she just gets this, almost this disgruntled look on her face, like the first thing that came out of her mouth. She never met me a day in my life. The first thing she said was, they had some help. There's no way they could have did that, or that guy could have done that without some help from the inside. That's exactly what she said. And when you look at the building over at Mandalay Bay, there's no question about it. There's no way. If it happened at all. Okay? So I said, so what's the consensus? What's the opinion of people here in Las Vegas? People believe that it was a setup. Really, these are people I've never met a day in my life. I'll tell you what, you've got a majority of people in this country that are conspiracy theorists then, let me tell you. And friends, what I'm doing right now is encouraging you, when you have those question marks, begin to vocalize them until those questions are actually turned into periods or exclamations until answers are given. Because we still have not received any answers whatsoever. And let me ask you something, America. How is it that you're letting your employees get away with the things that you're letting them get away with without producing evidence concerning their job as unto we the people? I mean, this is just what people are saying across the boards. They're questioning the narrative of Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Well, Bradley, that's just one person. No, open your eyes. Open your mouth. Begin to communicate with people. Because, folks, people aren't buying it. They're not buying you. They're not buying what the media is selling. The Bible says to buy the truth and sell it not. It doesn't say anything about buying the lie. No, expose the lie. Ephesians 5 tells us that we're to expose darkness by walking in the light. And we're to reprove darkness. So, with that said, I just wanted to clarify what we had seen there in Las Vegas. But business as usual, friends. Business as usual. Of course, people are just acting like nothing happened, if it did happen at all, friends. But the fact of the matter is you have a government, corrupt politicians, attempting to disarm you today. And they're attempting to disarm you, regardless if this really took place or not. They have no business attempting to disarm you, just for the record, okay? But they're going and premising their arguments off a lie without any evidence concerning Sandy Hook, concerning, and again, keep in mind, false flags do not mean people were killed. No. They have to deliver up the dead, friends, because they need people outraged concerning these crimes that when, in fact, false flags proves that corruption is involved with what took place. They had to create their own crime to accuse others guilty of the crime that they committed. And we've seen this bold-facedly with that of Barack Hussein Obama on a continuous basis. And this has been going on in your country for a long time. Matter of fact, when I sat down with Sam Kyle, the guy that was right next to Martin Luther King when he was shot at that Lorraine Motel back in 1968, I'd asked him, do you believe that, you know, James Earl Ray really shot him? He said, no. As a matter of fact, the MLK family actually sued the government for lying about the assassination. And he had brought up the fact that J. Edgar Hoover was sending in provocateurs during his civil rights marches because J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI back in the 60s, had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. So who was sending forth their brown shirts, friends? It was the FBI. And it's the same thing that's happening today. And it's so, folks, they're getting caught in it at every given turn that I can sit and just talk to some average lady or man anywhere I go and just begin to ask questions. What are your thoughts about this? What do you think about what took place? And the first thing that comes out of their mouth is the same thing everybody else is thinking. And see, what happens is the media gets in there because they want to suppress any opposition whatsoever. And that's why the media, who has been found out over and over and over and over again, attempting to give cover for the conspirators over time, have been found out helping the conspirators the ones that are accusing you of being the conspiracy theorist. When in fact, in Jeremiah 11:9, scripture is very clear about conspiracies. And conspiracies take place in a country where judgment commences. And it's in forthgoing, friends, and what's taking place in this country. Your country's wide open for conspiracy after conspiracy because people are not demanding the truth anymore. The truth has fallen in the streets. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. And it's time to pick it up. The younger generation is not satisfied with the answers that the media, the corrupt media, is giving them. And see, folks, your silence, you're complicit with the crimes of those that are actually guilty of the crimes when you're not protesting their crimes. And you can't sit back and allow the state-controlled media to suppress your conversation. And that's why they're going after your guns, because they know if they can get your guns away from you, your First Amendment's gone when your second one's gone. And by the way, so are the other ones, because you have nothing to enforce them with anymore. So we need to stand up and wake up to what's going on in this country, friends. And again, I have an average, just a lady at a restaurant. What did you think about Mandela Bay? First thing she said to me, he couldn't have done it without any help. And again, friends, when you do your due diligence and you look at these buildings, there is so much security. We went and had lunch, and we were walking through a section of where the Strip is. My kids wanted to see where Tupac got killed. And so we drove over there. Jeez, just talking about unanswered questions is just one after another after another after another. It's like the dominoes. You push one over and another one, you know, falls over, but another question mark comes up with that next domino. But in saying that, we were walking through these little malls, and I said, look around the hallways, guys, and everywhere you looked, there was cameras. Literally, it's just like, whoa, what happened to the system of walking in the fear of God? I mean, the fear of God is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. Well, what happens when you advocate what God condemns? Namely, gambling, which used to be illegal in this country for those that did not know. Well, when you do what God condemns, you know, when you advocate what God condemns, now you have to become God, and they become paranoid. It's like a system set up on a dictatorship, where they have to have cameras and eyes on everything and everybody all the time. Well, that's not a system of liberty, friends. That's a system of oppression. And when you go into Las Vegas, man, it's everywhere. I cannot overemphasize it. We were walking through one hallway. My kids have never seen a casino ever in their life. And we were walking through a hallway, and there was a big, huge open. I think it was at the Wynn Casino. And we were walking by it to our right. The left was the mall section, the strip mall section. And to the right was all these tables and gambling tables where they're playing blackjack and craps and whatever else they had there. And my kids looked over at it and said, Dad, look at all that. And I said, I know. Isn't that interesting? God said, thou shalt not covet. But look what happens when you do what God condemns. I said, do you see above all these tables around where people are gambling? And they said, yeah, they're little black balls. I said, you see those little black balls? He said, yeah. I said, they're all filled with cameras. Every single thing these people are doing is literally being dictated, and they're being watched at every given move. Is that freedom, America? Absolutely not.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about oppression and control and how there's literally in Las Vegas, we were talking about the Mandalay Bay and Stephen Paddock allegedly doing the things that he did there, and it just doesn't line up. And it's interesting also that the media released film of him taking an elevator. And we talked about this in the past. I don't want to rehash any of this. But the fact of the matter is they want you to be appeased by the information and the videos that they released on you. It's like, you've got to be kidding me, dude and dudettes. We're not rolling that way. Show us what happened. But again, here we have it. Oppression. Have you ever heard the giving up your rights for the common good? And you remember what Thomas Jefferson said, where he said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Well, politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. And it's exactly what we've seen in Las Vegas. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors and more cameras to enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. They believe the more laws that we have, the more control, thus a better society. Untrue. This theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our representatives think this way, as evidenced by their thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. Might I add, not laws, but policies which undermine law. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, you lose a free choice. And this just adds to another control. Control's name is bondage, and the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. We could chain everybody to a tree for the lack of trust. Let's put a camera everywhere. Let's put drones everywhere. Let's put cameras on the street corners. Hello, America. Folks, this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. And rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. Exactly right. Isn't that interesting how that works? See, when you give up rights, that means you're taking on a wrong. Do you understand that? Let me say this again. Rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up the wrongs. Let me say it this way. When God gave us the Ten Commandments, before pulling down those fences, friends, you might want to ask the question as to why they were put up in the first place. And again, what I was talking about during the last segment is whenever you advocate what God condemns, this is what you get. If you don't want to disobey God, then you're being brought back into bondage, not freedom. So let me say it this way. Rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. The opposite of control is chaos, right? More laws don't make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. As a matter of fact, William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." It is the creed of slaves. That should bring the last segment to closure. With that said, we're going to talk about Senator Cory Booker and him grilling Mike Pompeo on his past anti-Muslim statements and associations. Now, I also want you to remember, friends, this is what this sounds like. This is a senator of the United States of America, not that of a Muslim nation. You got to keep that in mind when you're listening to this. Because he sounds like an agent for the Muslims in the United States masquerading as a senator. And again, keep in mind, we're right now in the process of trying to get Cory Booker on the radio because I want to take him to task concerning his questions to Mike Pompeo. Now, before that as well, friends, I'm going to play this in just a minute here. This was given to the American people. There's only 1,300 hits, but the state-controlled media gave them all the attention that they wanted. But it shows you again that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy the rest of you, 325.7 million people, because you believed the media that you said you didn't believe. Okay? With that, this came out as an alert from CARE. It's an action alert, and they said, contact senators to urge opposition to Mike Pompeo's confirmation before hearing on Thursday. Just for the record, I don't care about Mike Pompeo any more than anybody else does. The fact of the matter is, friends, it's all charades anyways. Okay? It's never to the core. You never see justice within. These grillings, as they call them, are nothing more than appeasements to the American people. That's it. Period. But I want you to listen to this. Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. And the Quran, the Muslim book of scriptures, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Omar Ahmad, founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations. Now, I'm going to play this audio for you. Again, this is Senator Cory Booker. They say that he's grilling Mike Pompeo on his past anti-Muslim statements and associations. And keep in mind, this is a senator of the United States of America named Cory Booker. Listen carefully.
One of the things we talked at length about, and that involves many of your past statements concerning Muslim Americans. And perhaps I just want to start with...
Let me say this real quick. Folks, it's not Muslim Americans. I'm sick and tired of that. Americans come to America to migrate to the American way. No one told the Muslims to bring their culture with them into America. I thought they were here to migrate. And if they're here to migrate, then they're Americans. I'm tired of hearing Korean Americans and Japanese Americans and European Americans. If you're an American, you're an American. I don't want to hear your little divide and conquer added on to the end of American, period. What unifies us is being one nation under God, friends, period. Not, I'm going to bring my culture with me. And if you don't accept my culture, then it's bigotry and it's hatred, okay? So he starts off, right off the bat, Cory Booker does, talking about American Muslims. Now listen carefully again as to what he says.
Language, in a speech you talked about, folks who worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. You sort of mourn that we live in a country where that happens. Do you have any views that the Muslim faith or people who believe in worshiping, quote-unquote, other gods, is that just something negative in our country?
No, Senator. You can look at my record. You don't have to take my word for it here today. My record is exquisite with respect to treating people of each and every faith with the dignity they deserve, to protect their right to practice their religion, or no religion for that matter, in the way that they want to. I've done that when I ran Thayer Aerospace and Century International.
And my time is limited, so I can follow up.
But it's important because I've heard these critiques, and you raised it yesterday. I've worked closely with Muslim leaders, with Muslim countries. The CIA has saved countless thousands of Muslim lives during my 15 months. This is at the core of who I am, Senator Booker, and I promise you that I will treat persons of each faith or no faith with the dignity and respect that they deserve.
Your words right now are really encouraging. Words do matter.
Thanks,
not
Corey.
Just actions. In a nation of bigotry where you see too much bigotry and hatred, you and I both know words matter.
Bigotry and hatred.
I understand your actions that you, and I will stipulate to the actions you just said. But I really want to get to the bottom of people who are going to be reading your past statements and give you a chance to further explain them. And I would like to go back to what we talked about, you and I, about this idea, and I'm quoting you, that a special obligation falls on Muslims in regard to terrorism.
Hang on a second, folks. I'm only going to take so much of this, okay? First of all, in this country, there's 300 churches to one concerning any other religion, not just the Muslim faith. But I can't think of any other religion, friends. By the way, they're all false gods outside of the Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment, Hebrews 9:27, period. Read John 14:6 as well. But I don't see anybody else advocating things like Quran 47 verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have afflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. I don't know anybody else that means to go into their country and take off their heads or to promote murder or advocate crime against innocent people. But here you have Cory Booker attempting to shield the crimes of those that mean to overthrow who we are as a people in this country. I mean, Quran 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieve will have cut out of their garments, it will be made of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water. I don't see anybody else going into countries advocating this without any opposition except America. You willingly to sit down and allow these people to advocate this, namely your senators, without actually identifying the characteristics and the traits of those people that he's attempting to defend. This is craziness. I mean, do the Muslims, do they have a constitutional right to advocate and to promote murder, torture, and terror on Americans? Because that's exactly what this individual is doing. He's attempting to protect them that are advocating the crimes that I just listed. And I only named two of them. And I can go on and on and on and on. These are representatives in Washington, D.C., friends. And as I've highlighted before, this isn't a foreign country doing the things that are being done to you in this country. It's your representatives that are doing it to you. And this is, again, like it or lump it, friends, it matters not. This is perfect judgment upon a country that disobeys the Lord in keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, period.
And you said something very dramatic, and I know you know this. You said that people who are silent are complicit in those terrorist attacks. Do you think that Muslim Americans in this country who serve in our military, who serve in the State Department. Their failure to...
You got to rewind that just a little bit. The music's playing over the top of that, Sam. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're playing the audio of Senator Cory Booker allegedly grilling, this is grilling now, America, Mike Pompeo on his past anti-Muslim statements. Did this guy forget about September 11th, America, or what?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Playing some audio right now by American Senator Cory Booker grilling Mike Pompeo on his past anti-Muslim statements and associations. Well, I mean, like it's a good thing to speak out against those that mean to bring harm to you and your country. Like it's evil, America, for you to protest against those that mean to overthrow your government. Right? Well, I want you to hear carefully and listen carefully to the details. The devil is always found in the details. But again, I want you to hear what Mr. Cory Booker says concerning his grilling of Mike Pompeo on his past anti-Muslim statements and his associations. Listen to what Cory says about who he has around him. Listen carefully.
This idea, and I'm quoting you, that a special obligation falls on Muslims in regards to terrorist attacks in our country, and you said something very dramatic, and I know you know this. You said that people who are silent are complicit in those terrorist attacks. Do you think that Muslim Americans in this country, who serve in our military, who serve in the State Department, their failure to speak up? Is that their, are they complicit in terrorist attacks?
He just told you, America.
Each and every human, not just Americans, each and every human being has an obligation to push back against this extremist use of violence from whatever faith.
So you don't create a special class of people in this country based upon their religion that have a special obligation, said, to condemn terrorist attacks?
No, Senator. Having said that, I had a chance to talk about this yesterday. I'm not sure we ended up completely agreeing, but perhaps we did. I also do believe this firmly, that for certain places, for certain forms of violence, there are certain who are better positioned, folks who are more credible, more trustworthy, have a more shared experience. And so when it comes to making sure that we don't have terrorists brewing in places that where Muslims congregate, there's a special place, right? They have an opportunity. It's more than a duty, more than a requirement. It's an opportunity, right, to be treated as when someone from another faith says it can get characterized.
So if I can go on, because I have some more questions.
I don't know of another faith that advocates
that
this.
Muslims in America who are in positions of leadership have a different category of obligation because of their religion. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Okay, hang on a second, Bogey. Folks, first of all, don't let them put on themselves, those that represent we the people, those that derive their powers, their authorities from we the people, call themselves, label themselves as leaders. They're not the leaders of anything. They're representatives of we the people under God. If they should be following anybody, it should be the Christ, period. And that's the Mosaic institution in which they are to magnify. Okay? Period. He's trying to put a wool covering, a sheep's covering, upon the people that are advocating crimes against we the people. He's trying to get you to forget September 11th. He's trying for you to forget concerning the attacks on military bases by Muslims, killing 13 and 14 of our men in Fort Hood. He's trying to get you to forget about San Bernardino, friends. He's trying to get you to forget about these Muslim attacks since September 11th, and he's trying to get you to look at them as a bunch of sheep, when in fact the opposite is true. Here, let me give you another one. This is the recompense of those who fight against God, Allah, and His Messenger, and hasten about the earth to do corruption there. They shall be slaughtered. This is the Muslim doctrine, Quran 5:33. They shall be crucified. Their hands and their feet shall alternatively be struck off, or they shall be banished from the land. This is a degradation, for them in this world, and in the world to come awaits them a mighty chastisement. What are you talking about other religions, Corey, that are advocating these things against Americans? You're here to represent our law, not Sharia. And that's the bottom line. But he's sitting there, again, buy it if you will. He's grilling Mike Pompeo about the things that he said concerning the people that aren't protesting the crimes of the Muslims. And folks, do your best also to overlook the 35 jihadi camps that you have in the United States of America today that nobody's talking about. See the sleight of hand that's going on? But again, read Deuteronomy 28:43, read Leviticus 26, verse 15, and you'll understand exactly what God said he meant, period. Period.
Obligation is an opportunity.
Okay, so
Senator,
it's interesting because I would agree with you that silence in the face of injustice, we've seen this in the Holocaust.
He's using Martin Luther King Jr.'s quotes.
I do agree with you that silence in the face of injustice lends strength to that injustice. I do have a problem, though, when you start creating, dicing up American people and saying certain Americans, I don't care if it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Muslims that serve on my staff, that they're in positions of leadership that suddenly have a special obligation. I do believe, though, all of us, when it comes to violent actions or even violent words, have an obligation. And so I'm wondering, sir, do you know Frank Gaffney?
Yes, I do.
And you've been on his show dozens of times.
I was on his show some, yes, Senator.
I have here over 20 times. And he has talked about Muslims should be, who abide by the adherence of their faith, should be considered, should be tried for acts of sedition and should be prosecuted. Did you remain silent?
No, I mean, folks, can you believe it? Can you believe it? I mean, for those that are advocating the crimes of the few that I just named from the Quran, can you believe that he would actually ask to enforce the law against the people that would advocate such crimes against we the people in this country? Do you hear what he's saying here? I mean, it's almost unthinkable. This isn't a foreign enemy attacking you, America. It's your represents advocating foreigners around their position in which you entrusted them through delegation that have now compassed themselves with foreigners that mean to overthrow our country. I didn't say it. They said it. Their face says it. CARE says it. And he wants to sit there and attempt to divert you through smoke and screens as if to suggest we don't know what these people are capable of. I mean, they're cowards, period. But to be grilling anybody in our country, namely a senator, attempting to erase the crimes of those people that have come into America, not to assimilate, but to overthrow. Again, I didn't say it, America. I didn't say it. They're doing it. When you begin to listen to the things that they're advocating, it's almost unthinkable. It really is. But I want to give you another quote here. And this is a sympathizer of Adolf Hitler, Hassan Banna. He said, "It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations, oppressive law, and to extend its power to the entire planet." Now, I'm going to let this play out. So if I have a couple minutes afterwards, great. If not, that's going to be the end of the show.
Question, because I have a lot of his statements here. Did you remain silent on the? And he's, from my notes at least, you're a friend of his. Were you silent in your position of authority against these words that are violative of the American Constitution? Were you silent with him?
Senator, my record on this
it's not
is
violence.
Ambiguous.
It's not a violation of the Constitution,
that's,
friends.
That's the response. You did not say anything to call out his remarks. What about Bridget Gabriel? Do you know her?
You guys know? Okay, now I'm going to end right there because that's pretty much the gist of it. He then begins to attack him concerning his view on homosexual marriage. Now, I thought that was rather interesting because for 10 years now, America, I've been telling you that the homosexuals are first in line to be used as a political advocate to upend your Constitution by making way for Sharia law on the heels of those people. And it's exactly what he did. And that's why we're trying to get him on the radio right now, is to pull him out and to let him answer and let me grill him for a couple minutes concerning the things that he's advocating because it's unconstitutional and un-American in which he's attempting to advocate on the behalf of these people. Now, what's interesting as well, he brought up Bridget Gabriel. Bridget Gabriel is a Lebanese-American. That's what she calls herself, so you can understand that she came from a Muslim nation. This in a positive light. She's also making the American people aware of the Islamic threat in the United States of America. Cory Booker just brought her up like she needs to be condemned for awakening the American people to the crimes of the Muslims within. She is Truth and Act for America. So she is being castigated, chastised by this individual named Cory Booker, who calls himself a senator and a leader of the people. And he wants to chastise anybody that is protesting the likes of those that mean to overthrow, those that mean to bring harm to America. And again, Americans, did Cory forget about September 11th? I mean, we were inundated for 15 and 16 and 17 years now concerning who is responsible for that. And it's interesting that the American government has used the crimes of September 11th by creating bureaucracies to work against we the people every single step of the way. But again, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, also known as the father of our Constitution, said that when tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.